Welcome to this gathering of Crossroads Church of Dubai Opposi. Alvin Litonway and I serve as the pastor ng Crossroads Church. And kung first time po ninyo, welcome. We would like to meet you, hindi ho dito after ng service ko, hindi doon po sa Festival Mall Plaza. Since we're not allowed to hang out dito after ng service or sa parking, we would like to encourage everyone to proceed sa ating mall for fellowship, for food. And if you need a ride, let us know, may coasters tayo, or we can probably give you a lift, okay? So, if you are a new member ng Crossroads Church of Dubai, meron po kaming libreng libro para sa inyo. The title of this book is What is a Healthy Church Member? Please hanapin niyo si Anthony Yadao and he will be handing over itong mga bagong libro na to sa inyo. At yung isa sa inyo, lumapit sa akin kasi ibibigay ko po ito sa inyo. Also, mapapansin po ninyo sa inyong maupan, meron po tayong sermon card. A sermon card is yung series ng topics at saka passages na malalaman po ninyo yung mga titles at saka yung mga ara-aralan natin sa mga coming weeks. If you want to prepare for the sermon and you want to read the passage ahead of time, please do grab a sermon card and it can also be used as a bookmark. Okay, sa para bilang paalaala. Ayan. Sisimulan muli natin ang ating sermon series in the Gospel according to Mark. And this will be a 12-week sermon series. What fun! Okay, and I'm really excited para ho dito. Pero bago po tayo magpatuloy sa pag-aaral ng passage natin ngayong gabi, I would like to give us a background or sisilipin natin muli yung mga napag-aralan natin since last year nung inaral natin itong libro na ito. Ang nagsulat po ng libro ng Gospel of John is si John Mark. Now, si John Mark po ay hindi isa sa mga 12 disciples ni Jesus Christ. Bagamat siya ay isang gifted na manunulat at isang interpreter na pinili ni Apostle Peter. Sinulat ni John Mark itong unang Gospel sa mga alaala niya, sa mga kwento at saka preaching ni Apostle Paul, Peter. So si Peter po ang pinaka-eyewitness sa account na ito. So kung ano man ang kanyang sasabihin o sinulat sa aklat na ito, naaaralin natin ay galing lahat ito sa mga kwento at mga sermon na narinig po niya kay Apostle Peter. At isinulat niya ito para sa mga Roman believers, so yung tinatawag na Gentile Christians. When you say Gentile Christians, hindi sila Jewish. Okay? So sila mga Hintil kung tawagin. Since sila po ay mga Hintil, hindi po nila lubusan familiar o nauunawaan yung mga Jewish customs. That's why sinikap po mabuti ni John Mark na i-familiarize sila upang maunawaan nila yung layunin kung bakit dumating ang Panginoon Hesukristo sa lupang ito. Sa ating mga napag-aralan, we have seen that Jesus began His ministry by preaching the kingdom of God and urging everyone to repent and believe in the gospel. Many were amazed by His teaching as if they have considered Him one who is preaching with authority, even in par, even more sa mga Pharisees. Saan man siya magpunta, sinundan siya ng mga masa. Okay? His teachings were all mostly followed by signs and wonders. Bawat turo niya may nakasama o may nakasunod na miracle. Okay? Healing the sick, casting out demons, miraculously feeding thousands of people, bending the laws of nature. At pinamalas niya ang mga kababalaghan na ito, di lamang sa mga Jewish people, kundi sa mga Gentiles, which speaks of Jesus foreshadowing kung paano niya i-reach yung buong peoples of the world sa kanyang ministry. Now, the only sad part sa kwento na ito na naaral natin is that in spite of all the teachings and miraculous signs that prove that He is the Messiah, the people still struggled with unbelief. Now, unbelief, hindi lang unbelief, pati disbelief. Now, there's a difference between an unbelief and saka disbelief. Unbelief means lack of belief o may kakulangan sa pananampalataya o paniniwala. Samantala po, ang disbelief is a total rejection ng paniniwala na ito or hindi naniniwala. They struggled with unbelief despite sa kanilang mga narinig at sa kanilang mga nakita. Friends, sa season ng life mo ngayon, do you struggle with unbelief? You know the truth about Jesus and what He has done on the cross for the forgiveness of sins intellectually, but you're still looking for signs. You're still looking for evidences na para suportahan yung paniniwala na ito. Christians, are you struggling with unbelief? You have seen God's powerful works sa life mo from the past, but yet you still are anxious about your future. Friends, the problem of our lives are caused by unbelief at saka disbelief. Regardless ikaw ay Christian or hindi Christian, unbelief will rob us of joy, peace, and satisfaction and leave us in great distress. It causes us to be spiritually blinded and prevents us to see who Jesus really is. Knowing that we can be blinded from this, we must understand that we must continuously look to Christ, who alone opens spiritually blinded eyes. Look to Jesus, who alone opens spiritually blinded eyes, blind eyes. We have divided itong passage into two headings or two points. Number one, the reality of spiritual blindness, verses 1 to 21. And number two, the touch that gives sight, verses 22 to 26. Number one, the reality of spiritual blindness. Basahin po natin yung passage from verses 1 hanggang verse 3. In those days when again a great crowd had gathered and they had nothing to eat, He called His disciples to Him and said to them, "I have compassion on the crowd, because they have been with Me now 3 days and have nothing to eat. And if I send them away hungry to their homes, they will faint on the way. And some of them have come from far away." So verses 1 to 9, we see another type of feeding. Halos kamukha niya yung feeding ng 5,000 sa Mark chapter 6. Dahil marami po siyang mga katulad, kaya napagkakamalan po na siya'y iisang account lang or iisang event or iisang feeding. Ngunit karamihan sa mga scholar ay naniniwala na ito po ay dalawang magkaibang feeding. These are two different types of events. Magkaiba po ang bilang ng tao, magkaiba ang lugar, bilang ng mga natirang tinapay. And Jesus Himself expressed verses 19 to 20 explaining na ito po ay two different types of event. So, mali po na ito po ay isang event na inulit lang ng manunulat. Now, bakit may mga ganong klaseng haka-haka? Dahil kung bakit some argue against this is dahil hindi sila makapaniwala na hindi pa din maunawaan ng mga disciples sa pangalawang pagkakataon ng milagro na ito. Hindi sila makapaniwala, hindi. Kung naulit ito, posibleng hindi pa rin nag-gets ng disciples. So, iisa lang itong account na ito. Yun ang kanyang argument. Pero ito po ang point ng passage. Ito po yung point ng second miracle. The disciples don't get it. They don't see it. They miss Jesus. Hindi nila napansin, hindi nila nakita, hindi nila naunawaan. And so there are 4,000 people who are devoted kay Jesus sa passage na ito. For the past 3 days, they were following Jesus. They were listening, undivided attention ang binigay nila kay Jesus for 3 days. Gusto nilang marinig si Jesus Christ. Gusto nilang makasama si Jesus Christ. Now, Jesus seeing their condition, Jesus was concerned about them. And ang word na ginamit dito ay compassion. Compassion. Ang nakakamangha po dito sa paggamit ni Jesus ng salita na ito ay dito lang ginamit at yung parallel passage niya sa Matthew chapter 15, yung salitang compassion na ito, kung paano niya ginamit. Now, sa feeding of the 5,000, kung naalala po natin, ginamit din niya yung word na compassion. He expressed compassion more sa kanilang spiritual condition. But here, in this chapter, verse chapter 8, he used the word compassion to express more yung compassion niya sa kanilang physical need. Which is interesting. Kaya ko po nabanggit na nakakabangha ito, hindi dahil sa kababalaghan na ipinamalas ng Panginoon sa pagpapakain na miraculously ng 4,000 na tao, hindi po. Kaya ko po nabanggit na nakakabangha po ito, it's because Jesus' compassion tender mercy and care, even has this great care and concern even on the smallest details ng kanilang buhay. Kitang-kita po natin ang sensitivity and care ni Jesus sa passage na ito. Ultimo, ang pagkain nila ay inaalala niya. Christians, I know you hear this a lot of times, but let me say it anyway because of the passage begs it. Jesus cares for you. He does care for you. He cares about your struggles. He cares about your pain. He cares about your suffering. He cares about your fears and your tears and your anxieties. Ang pahinakit mo sa asawa mo, He cares about that. The loneliness that you feel every night, yes, He cares. Yung mga inaalala mo, mga pambayad sa upa, sa utility bills, matrikula ng mga bata, utang sa creditors, yes, He cares. Di ba yung mga bagay na yan ang hindi nagpapatulog sa atin paggabi? Mga kaibigan, may mga pangangailangan ka ba na nag-aalangan kang ihiling sa Diyos? Huwag na tayo mag-alinlangan pa. Idulog po natin ito sa Panginoon. O baka naman, meron kang mga panalangin na hindi mo na tinuloy ipinalangin sa Panginoon dahil sa tingin mo na hindi na ito sasagutin ng Diyos. Dahil baka nawalan na kayo ng pag-asa ipanalangin ito. Mga kaibigan, ipanalangin pa rin natin. Ito ba yung mapagaling ka sa karamdaman? O ang mahal mo sa buhay na may karamdaman? Mga relasyon na muling magkabalikan, yung ba ang iyong panalangin? O muling lumagablab ang pagmamahalan ng minsan pang pag-ibig na nanlamig? Baka yun ang iyong panalangin. Hininto mo na ba ipanalangin to? Hininto mo na ba ipanalangin ang anak o kapatid na patuloy na tumatakbo papalayo sa Panginoon? Idulog nyo sa Panginoon. He cares for you. God cares and is compassionate. He is our compassionate Savior. He cares about you in every single way. And the Bible says so. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 7. Casting all your cares on Him because He cares about you. Matthew chapter 11, verse 28 tells us, Jesus says that to come to me, all of you are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. I will give you rest. Jesus was compassionate, pero hindi ito nakikita ng mga disciples niya. Nung nakikita ng Panginoon na nagugutom itong mga tao na ito and is just filled with compassion, wapake ang kanyang mga disciples. Unang-una sa mga tao at hindi nila nakikita kung ano bang klaseng Diyos na meron sila. Okay? Hindi pa din nila makuha kung sino itong Messias na ito. Tingnan po ninyo kung paano nag-respond sa mga disciples sa kanyang plea. Honestly, ang setting po niyan is, nung nakita ni Jesus Christ, tinawag niya yung mga, alik-alik-alik rito. Wawa ng mga ito, ano? Pag pauwiin natin, baka himatayin yan. Pag wala, hindi pa kumakain yan. Ito yung response ng mga disciples sa verse 4. And his disciples answered him, how can one feed these people with bread here in this desolate place? Ito ang isa sa mga nakakalungkot na response sa mga disciples. Pagkatapos silang masaksihan ng miraculous healings ni Jesus, ang magpalayas ng demonyo, naglalakad sa dagat, nagkalma ng bagyo, nagpakain ng 5,000 kamakailan, ito ang kanilang sagot. Hindi pa din nila maunawaan kung sino si Kristo at ang kanyang kakayanan. Imbis na sinabi nila, yes Lord, naniniwala kami na kaya mo, ginawa mo yan noon, gagawin mo, sabihin mo kung anong kailangan namin gawin. Hindi po yun eh. Hindi po yun ang response. Ang response po nila, at saan naman tayo kukuha ng tinapay para pakain sa mga ito? Yun ang kanyang response. I feel a little bit sarcasm galing sa mga disciples na ito. Diba? The disciples doubted Jesus, pero Jesus fed them anyway. O sige, ayun pa, sige, papakinin. Hindi pinansin Jesus Christ yung kanilang mga inaasal. The disciples doubted, but Jesus pressed on. So verses 7 to 8, we see another miraculous feeding done by Jesus when He multiplied yung bread and yung fish. Lahat ay nakakain, lahat na busog, lahat ay nasatisfy, at may natira pang 5 basket full of bread. Ang milagrong ito ay isa sa muling demonstrasyon ng kapangyarihan at kompasyon ng Panginoong Hesukristo na nagsasabi siya nga ang tunay na Misayas. Siya ang tunay na Kristo. Malamang nakuha na din ng mga disciples yung pangyayari ito. Ah, nagpakain ulit siya ng 4,000. Kaunti lang. Yes, you are the Christ. Malamang nakuha na nila ito. Imposibleng not for them not to see this. Tingnan natin sa mga susunod na verses. Now, after feeding the 4,000, si Jesus at ang kanyang mga disciples crossed the western sea of Galilee sa region ng lugar na tinatawag na Dalmanutha. Here, He once again ministers to the Word and He preached and He taught. At dito na inkwentro niya muli ang mga Pharisees na nakapagdebate sa kanya. Debated with Him. Nanghihingi ng sign from heaven. Hindi pinagkaloob ng Panginoon Hesukristo at may dahilan kung bakit niya hindi pinagkaloob ito at ipapaliwanag ko mamaya. Hindi sila nagtagal sa lugar na ito at sa verse 13, agad silang sumakay sa bangka at umalis. Now, sa bangkang sinasakyan nila ni Jesus at saka ng mga disciples, maraming kaganapan ang nangyayari rito. Maraming mga isyong nangyayari rito. So, basahin natin kung ano yung nangyayari. Verse 14, now they had forgotten to bring bread, and they had only one loaf with them in the boat, and He cautioned them, saying, watch out, beware of the leaven of the Pharisees, and the leaven of Herod. Ang disciples at si Jesus were talking about 2 different types of bread. Yung mga disciples are worrying about the bread shortage, samantalang si Jesus Christ naman is talking about the leaven or yeast of the Pharisees. So, ano ba itong yeast na ito? Ano ba yung leaven na ito? Ginamit ni Jesus as an illustration. So, hindi po ako panadero or baker. Hindi ako katulad ng mga kapatiran natin dito na magagaling mag-bake ng pandesal, ng mga tinapay, at ng mga nai-enjoy kong pastries. Hindi, wala akong alam. So, this is only from my research. So, you can help me out here. Okay? So, para makagawa ng masarap na tinapay, mahalaga po yung yeast. Okay? Or leaven. Ang yeast ay isang substance. Actually, it's a fungus. Okay? A type of fungus. Na dinadagdag ito sa dough, which by fermentation produces carbon dioxide gas that increases the size ng dough. Alam niyo yung dough, di ba? Yung flour, yung tubig, egg, tapos yung minamasa ng ganun, dinalagay yung yeast doon. Ito po ang dahilan kaya yung ating tinapay ay fluffy, no? At hindi flat kapag kinuha po natin sa oven after baking. Now, ito po ang point dito. It only takes a little yeast to make the dough rise, o lumaki, or ma-stretch. It only takes a small amount of yeast para ma-transform ang entire dough. Now remember, Jesus is using this as a warning. So ano bang warning ang binibigay ni Jesus sa mga disciples niya? Since ang Pharisees at si Herod shared little in common, halos wala, we can say in a nutshell that both of them are united sa kanilang opposition kay Jesus. Both symbolizes evil influences. Pharisees teach heresy and full of hypocrisy, samantalang si Herod naman is all out immoral. Okay? So, just a little bit of influence from the Pharisees and Herod could affect or corrupt or ruin the disciples. In what sense? Ruin them with disbelief. Their opposition is the result of disbelief nila kay Jesus. At ang disbelief na ito is fermenting sa mga hearts ng mga disciples sa bangka na yon. You see, ang mga Pharisees are not asking Jesus for a sign so that they might believe in Him. Hindi po. They are asking for a sign from heaven just to test him and not to trust him. Hindi papatunan ni Jesus ang kanilang mga style. So instead, he rebukes them and then umalis. Ang sinasabi ni Jesus, sapat na ang mga tinuturo ko as a sign. Sapat na ang mga miracles na ginawa ko as a sign. Gusto niyo ba talaga ng sign? I'll give you a sign. I am the sign. Jesus is saying, I am the sign. That's what he's been doing sa kanyang ministry. I am the sign. I am the bread of life. That's what he's trying to communicate to Pharisees at sa kanyang disciples. I am the sign that you are asking for or maybe not asking for. Ang problema sa mga Pharisees, they are staring at the ultimate sign, but they are not seeing it. If Jesus is not enough of a sign to them, then nothing else will satisfy them. No sign will satisfy them. No miracle will convince them. They are blinded, corrupted, and he warns his disciples, don't get corrupted with their wicked thinking. Huwag kayong maging paparehas nila. Don't be blinded by unbelief. Malamang kung ako yung nasa bangka na yun. Amen. Amen, Jesus. Tama yan. Rebuke na. Tinamaan ako nun. Jesus, ha? Ito kaya ang response ng mga disciples? Verse 16. And they began discussing with one another the fact that they had no bread. Hindi pa nila naunawaan. Instead, na pinag-uusapan nila marahil, yung sinabi ni Jesus Christ, ang pinag-uusapan nila marahil, nagsisisihan sila kung sino nakaiwan ng tasty bread sa isa sa nung nandun pa nung nangolekta sila ng basket. Ikaw siguro nakaindi. Yun ang nangyayari roon. Gugutomin tayo, isang tinapay ng isang yummy bread lang yung naiwan dito. Paano tayo niyan? All they can think about is bread. Kahit nasaksihan nila ang miraculous feeding, they were looking for momentary bread, not understanding that in front of them is the bread of life who can satisfy them for eternity. They should have trusted Christ, the ultimate provision. Dahil dyan, Jesus presses them with series of questions. Kung titingnan niyo verses 17 hanggang 18, he presses them with series of questions. Do you not understand? Verse 17. Are your hearts hardened? Verse 17. Do you still not see? Verse 18. Do you not hear? Verse 18. Do you not remember? Verse 18. And if this is not enough, Mark concludes with a painful reminder sa disciples, sa sinabi ni Jesus Christ, by reminding them of the feeding of the 5,000 and the feeding of the 4,000. You still do not understand? Ang tigas ng puso ninyo. Friends, maybe some of you have been investigating Christ and his claims for such a long time. Hanggang ngayon, you are still looking for evidences, signs. Baka po ang problema ay hindi lack of evidence, kundi lack of belief. If Jesus and His claims sa Bible ay hindi sapat na evidence to satisfy you to trust Him, then nothing else will satisfy you. Sa mga madalas naming makasama sa Crossroads o sa madalas na sumubaybay sa ating online, I say that na parang andami, ano, konti lang kayo eh. So, thank you. You can be a faithful attendee or listener, but still don't believe in Jesus. You can come to church, join a community group every week, attend theology classes, read the Bible, memorize scripture, pray, and still miss Jesus. So ang question, was there any hope sa mga disciples? Is there any hope for us? The answer is yes, there is hope. We need someone who will open our blind eyes and see Jesus for who He is, which is your number two and last. The touch that gives sight. The touch that gives sight. Makikita natin yan sa verses 20 to 26. Kadalasan kapag may miraculous healing si Jesus, ito po'y agad-agarang gumagaling. Pilay, hinawakan, gumaling, nakatayo. Di ba? Patay, hinawakan, o kinausap, biglang tumayo. Kumain pa. Mga bingi, mga pipi, nakakarinig, yung mga may ketong, malinis. Instant, kapag yan ang miracle, kapag pinagaling ni Jesus. Pero, sa encounter ni Jesus sa isang bulag, sa Bethsaida, medyo unusual yung proseso ng kanyang pagpapagaling. Basahin po natin verses 23 hanggang 26. And he had spit on his eyes and laid his hands on him. He asked him, "Do you see anything?" And he looked up and said, "I see people, but they look like trees walking." Then Jesus laid his hands on his eyes again, and oh, he opened his eyes. His sight was restored, and he saw everything clearly. And he sent him to his home, saying, "Don't even enter the village." Now, this is a very unusual miracle. Meron two stages yung miracle. Now, bakit may two stages, Pastor? Well, hindi ho na nangahulugan na pumalpak yung unang attempt ni Jesus, tapos sinubukan niya ulit, ayun, umubra na. Huwag kinakalawang na ako ha. Hindi ho yun ang issue. Okay? Hindi kasi may layunin po yun. Kasi tandaan nyo, ang bawat hawak ni Jesus, bawat salita ni Jesus, gumagaling ang tao, ito lang po yun. So, ibig sabihin, intentional and instructional ito para sa disciples. Intentional and instructional ito para sa atin. So, we need to know why. Okay? Ginawa po niya ito. Pagkatapos niyang duraan, I think bihira ako makakita ng doktor na duduraan yung sugat mo, no? Tapos gagaling ka. No? Kung gagawin mo ngayon, pwede mo i-demanda. No? Pagkatapos ng duraan at hawakan ng mata ng mamang ito, agad itong nakakita pero bahagya lang. Kasi parang nakita niya yung mga tao naglalakad na parang puno. Okay? So sa pangalawang ulit ni Jesus, hinawakan niya ang kanyang mga mata at nung binuksan, yun, nakakita na siya. Perfect sight 2020. Restored ang kanyang vision. Now bakit two stages ang kanyang healing? Well, ang tinuturo ni Jesus sa kanyang disciples at ito ang tinuturo ni Jesus sa atin ngayon. Well, first of all, this was yung about restoration ng sight was very fitting sa situation ng mga disciples who do not see Christ. Okay? So, sa mga disciples, lalo na after nilang hindi maunawa ng dalawang miraculous feeding, after nila hindi nakita kung sino si Jesus, ito po ang ibig sabihin po niyan. Ang healing na ginawa ni Jesus ay nilalarawan ang current situation ng mga disciples. And that their spiritual sight comes in stages. Their spiritual sight comes in stages. Now, una, from no understanding about Jesus Christ, naging nagkaroon ng konting understanding, pero nagkaroon ng misunderstanding, kaya medyo foggy pa, o blurry. And then there will come a time na magkakaroon po ng complete understanding kung sino si Jesus Christ. They will see Jesus clearly. At first, it was blurry sa mga disciples hanggang makarating si Jesus Christ sa cross. Then after the resurrection, ascension, the descension of the Holy Spirit, empowering them, it becomes crystal clear sa kanila who Jesus is. Only Jesus could open blind eyes. They finally knew na kung sino si Jesus Christ and they were amazed. And they gave their life for Christ. Friends, I don't know which stage you are in your belief kay Christ ngayon. But coming to church, memorizing Bible verses, prayer, fellowship with other believers are not enough to open spiritually blind eyes. Now, don't get me wrong. These are means of grace na ginagamit ng Panginoon in order for us to see Christ, grow in Christ. But these means is not sufficient. We need God's touch. We need God to open our eyes in order for us to see who He really is. Isn't that amazing? Sovereign grace. These are the means But without the means giver, kahit memorize mo ang buong Bible, wala pa rin mangyayari sa iyo. We are still under the glorious, gracious hands ng Panginoon. You see, friends, all of us are born spiritually blind. The Bible says we love darkness. John chapter 3, verse 19. This is the judgment. The light has come into the world and people love darkness rather than light because their deeds are evil. Because of sin, our hearts are hardened and our eyes are blinded by the truths of God. We have rebelled against God and stand against everything sa kanyang salita. We don't see His beauty. We don't see His majesty. We don't see His goodness. We don't see His sovereignty. We don't see His excellencies. We don't see His love. What we only see is a cosmic killjoy. The only God that we see is a God that is shaped and fashioned by our dark, evil hearts. A God that worships only one person. A God that only worships us. That's the God we want. We are nothing but enemies in the sight of this holy God. And because of God's holiness, we deserve death. But God, who is rich in mercy, did not treat us our sins deserve. But God, who is full of grace, gifted us the very person that we did not deserve. He sends His Son, the bread of life, the light of the world, Jesus Christ, who was offered as the ultimate sacrifice of our sins. Jesus died on that cross in our place and was raised to life for our justification. Friends, anyone who will humbly come to Jesus, kagaya ng desperate blind man, turning away from our sins and trust Jesus Christ's finished work on the cross in order to restore our relationship kay God the Father, will be saved, will be taken out of darkness, and will be placed into God's marvelous light. God will take His heart of stone and making it to a heart of flesh. Now we can see. Now we can feel. Now we can worship. Friends who are with us every week. Every week we urge people. We urge everyone to repent from their sins and trust Jesus Christ. Why are you postponing your belief? Let me ask that again. Why are you postponing belief? Could the reason why you are postponing belief is because you don't want to let go of the sinful things that you are enjoying right now? Di pa ako ready. Masaya pa ako sa maling relasyon na ito eh. Di pa ako ready. Ka-addict to eh. Di pa ako ready kasi hindi pa ako mayaman eh. Hindi ako ready kasi hindi pa ako nasisiyahan eh. Friends, ask God to help you. Turn away from the things that enslaves. Ang tawag po dyan, ang inaalipin ka. Ask God to give you joy for righteousness. That's repentance, turning away from sin daily. Place yourself under the rule and authority of God. God opposes the proud, but He exalts the humble. Mga kapatid sa Panginoon, the blind man had good friends who brought him to Jesus. Are you a good friend? Have you brought your friends to Jesus? Do you have blind friends? I'm asking that figuratively. Do you have friends who have hard hearts that needs Jesus? By faith, this friend brought him to Jesus, and now he sees. How many of you have been brought by good friends, and now you see? Huwag natin ihinto sa kanila o sa atin. Bring your friends. I love Jesus' patience sa kanyang mga disciples. Have you ever noticed He was very patient despite their disbelief? You know, God is also patient to us. Mga kapatid ko sa Panginoon, are you struggling with unbelief? Could it be na alam mo ang mga katotohanan patungkol kay Kristo at ang gospel intellectually, ngunit ang buhay mo ay hindi ipinapahiwatag ang katotohanan ito? What's causing your unbelief? What's causing it? Maaring magulang ka and you're having a hard time raising up your children at wala ka nang maibigay. Pagod na ako, hindi ko na kaya. So you struggle with unbelief. O maaaring you're dealing with your boss na pinapahirap lalo ang trabaho mo at kasamahan mo sa trabaho na pinarurusahan ka lalo, and so you struggle with unbelief samantalang you're a faithful Christian sa trabaho. O maaaring you're losing joy sa iyong singleness and you feel alone and lonely, and so you struggle with unbelief. O maaaring ang utang mo ay hanggang leeg na at hindi ka na makahinga sa kakatawag ng mga creditors, lalo na pag end of the month. And because of that, you struggle with unbelief. Mga kapatid sa Panginoon, let me remind us that God is compassionate God and cares about our every need. Our blindness increases by our unbelief of God and His promises. If you're struggling with unbelief today, here's a key word para sa inyo. And here's the key word. Ito ang pwede niyong uwi. Remember. 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 Let me suggest a few things that can help us fight unbelief by using the word remember, and then we'll close in prayer. Number one, remind yourself of God's promises in the Bible. Remind that no one can separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus. Remember. Number two, remind yourself of the gospel. What Christ has done for you. Isipin mo na lang yung buhay mo noon. Kung nawawalan ka ng pag-asa noon, mas wala kang pag-asa noon. Remember kung paano kanya inayos, nilinis, nilagay sa tama, nilagay ka sa isang iglesia, inayos at patuloy na yun. Remember the gospel. Third, remind yourself of what God has done in our church. Remember that. That's why I love yung baptism services natin and listening to testimonies. You know why? Because it is the best time to listen how God transforms lives. From a life of darkness into light, from blind now seeing. Ang sarap pakinggan po noon, nakakapukaw na mga inaalala natin sa ating buhay at nakakalagablab ng apoy ng puso natin sa Panginoon. So please do not miss those services. Because we're seeing people who has forsaken their sin and trusted Christ. Number four, remind yourself that one day we will have perfect vision when we meet Christ face to face. So what does that entail? Lagi mo sinasabi sa sermon yan, pag nakita mo si Christ face to face. What does that entail? Here's what it entails. Pure joy and satisfaction when you see Christ. Executive Director and Desiring God, David Mathis, calls this the beatific vision. Beatific vision. So ano ibig sabihin ng beatific vision? The sight that makes one happy. Yun ibig sabihin ng beatific. As creatures, and I quote him, as creatures who seek happiness, this is the great happiness to come, si Jesus Christ. The moment when we at last stand face to face before our God to perceive Him visually and immediately and more, we will experience yung beatific experience. Na yung nakikita mo gives you joy. That happens to us lagi sa mga type natin, sa mga nagugustuhan natin. But here's the beauty about this. Yung object ng joy na yun is eternal, which means that joy is eternal. Friends, this is what we long for, is one day seeing our Savior face to face. Our Savior, our joy, our satisfaction, our peace, our rest. For now, on this side of eternity, when struggling with unbelief, let us continually look to Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, and be always and always, always be amazed by His grace. Be amazed by His grace. It is an amazing grace, not a boring grace. As the former captain of the slave ship John Newton once wrote in his song. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. Was blind, but now I see. Friends, we were once blind. Now we see. Praise God for Jesus, who alone can open spiritually blind eyes. Let us pray. Panginoon, maraming salamat sa inyong salita. Indeed, yung ginawa ni Jesus Christ on the cross was truly amazing. And what's even more amazing, Lord, is that you have chosen to save us, mga tao na walang karapatan, hindi karapat-dapat. The only thing that we deserve is your eternal punishment. But now, you caused us to see who Jesus is. And now we are to live for Him for eternity. May Jesus be our joy, Lord, as we struggle with unbelief. Will you cause us to remember that all of these, lahat ng paghihirap na ito may hangganan. I praise your name for that. Lahat ng paghihirap dito ay may hangganan. Kasi pag nagwakas na lahat ng mga pansamantalang bagay na ito, papasok na kami sa walang hanggan. At yan yung walang hanggang kasiyahan, kapayapaan sa piling mo, Panginoong Hesukristo. Will you stir our hearts to be amazed by your grace as we sing our last song, Father, Amazing Grace. Amen.